Watch, police drone leads officers to blind man lost in woods. By Amy Furr on February 18, 2020. A blind man was located by a law enforcement drone after he became lost in a wooded area for nearly 33 hours in Enfield, Connecticut, on Saturday. Friday, 62-year-old Richard Doty's brother called the Enfield Police Department for help when he did not hear from him and became concerned about his safety, according to CNN. Enfield PD officers responded to take the initial report and through investigation and knowledge of the victim's past behavior determined that it was likely that he walked away from the home and became disoriented, the department wrote on Facebook. The post continued. Through interviewing neighbors, officers determined that the male party had not been seen since approximately 10 a.m. on February 14, 2020, approximately 24 hours prior. Due to the temperature, there was concern about hypothermia and it was clear that time was of the essence for a successful outcome. Vernon City Police Department was contacted for assistance and a drone pilot from Vernon PD responded from home to assist. For approximately 30 minutes, authorities searched the area using the drone and were finally able to locate Doty lying at the bottom of an embankment 100 yards into the woods. The male party stated to personnel that he had become disoriented due to medical conditions and had been outside for approximately 33 hours, surviving overnight in temperatures around 9 degrees Fahrenheit, the department said. Following the rescue, Doty was taken to St. Francis Hospital in Hartford for treatment. There is currently no word on his condition. By covering large areas in a short period of time, a drone can help save a life by locating a person much more quickly than could be accomplished on foot, so that they can get the medical care they need, according to wildcoach.com. Saturday, Lieutenant Brian Nolan said police departments are using unmanned aerial vehicles, UAV, now more than ever to perform their duties. It is becoming more common for us to use drones, he concluded.